Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, Ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 1. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. The Lord tests the reins not only so you'll know what's in you, but that so the people around you will know what's in you, and that's why much of the church age has been about bearing the heat of the day, whether through martyrdom, persecution, becoming outcasts, becoming people who are on the run. It's been much the experience of the church in the church age to be given difficulty. It was the alabaster box that was brought by Mary. It had to be broken for the aroma to come out. And we're looking at a time where it's unsettling, to say the least. We've been very comfortable in our world. We're like Job of old, hedged in on every side, but the devil is shaking the hedge right now. If you don't believe it, just wait another week and another week and another week. This has been endless for 2 years. We're listening to people and we're wondering, can I even believe these people? Do I even think they make sense? And when we see the Disney, this innocuous whatnot out there that was always there, this place where it was like colorful and bright and clean and all that. And yet it wasn't so clean after all, was it? It's kind of nasty, in fact, on its core. But you have purified your souls if you've believed and received and fashioned yourself as you've grown. No, we're supposed to be holy people and therefore purified, meaning holy, holified. You've holified your soul would be a good way of writing that, because it doesn't have to do with purifying it as much as making it holy. The Old Testament word for holy has a word that means to cut. You kind of think maybe of the sacrifices, that there was a cutting of sacrifices into pieces and so forth. But one has made a very good connection. They said, no, God is cut and he's above us. We are separated by sin. And coming to Christ makes us holy so we can come across the line and be with him in his effort at winning this world back from the tragedy that sin has wrought upon it. See how powerful words are? We've only spoken about 10 words here in this one verse. Having purified, having holified your souls. Now, you have made yourself holy by believing, receiving, and fashioning. You've become that. You are positionally perfect in God. Very interesting thing to trace, too, is that as he tries to walk them off of the ledge, he said a few things to them. Do you recall? He tried to remind them of who they were. I almost titled the message, How Awesome Are You? Okay. Because you really are. You have that holy thing going on. You've been made an awesome thing, which is how we would rather hear the word. It's an awful thing. We would say an awesome thing. It's the idea of inspiring awe. When the angels hang out before God, they're called seraphim. They've got 6 wings. With 2 of those wings, they cover their faces because of the glory of God. With 2 of the wings, they cover their feet because they cannot stand in his presence. And with 2 wings, they do fly. Because he's an awesome God. Cecil was asking me about, are we going to see his face? Did the angels see his face? And it's like, nobody's seen his face. He said, how does that work? It's a good question. How does that work? Book of Revelation 22, it says, we shall see God's face. Okay? But nowhere are we told the angels will see God's face. The only place they came in contact with God's face was in the nativity. The Bible says, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, seen of the angels. Isn't that good? They saw the face of God. He that has seen me has seen the Father. You see, the word dances in our minds and in our hearts. You and I are going to be sitting in 24 thrones around the throne of God in our course. It's not going to be always sitting. It's going to be sometimes sitting. Just like they had 24 courses in the temple of the Old Testament. The Jews knew this, so it's appropriate for us to visit it. They knew this because the Jewish people he's writing to would understand that when he says you are pilgrims, that he was identifying them with Moses. That when he says you have a many colored trials you're going through, they were identified with Joseph because they were wearing a coat of many colors, many, many trials. You get to wear your coat because God loves you. You say, this is love. But he honors us. 1 Thessalonians, it says, I pray that you would be counted worthy of this honor to suffer. Is that what you're praying for your friends and your kids? Do you know, if you want your kids to be saved, you might be praying they have problems. And our world's going problematic. And therefore, some people are going to be saved just because it's going problematic. So there is a gift in the garbage, isn't there? And it's always been so. He also told them that they were a people of God's choosing. So we see him saying, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. That's important for us to understand how this unfolds in reality, because it talks about the Spirit of God, and we don't think about that very often. But it says we obey the truth through the Spirit. You can't do it in your own strength, first of all, is what you can take away from that. You can't do that in your own strength, and you won't do that in your own strength, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, so you got that going on. But what I want you to know is it says you obey. You hear under God. You hear him. Now, may I say to you, you can only hear what you're listening to. Okay, so somebody brought you the gospel. Maybe you were in a church. Maybe you were doing some reading. Maybe you were watching some late night evangelist or preacher on TV. But whatever the case was, somewhere you were listening. And you heard the gospel if you are truly born again. You can't be born again without the right tool. And the tool is not your works, it's the gospel. In fact, he's going to end the chapter by talking about this is the gospel that is preached unto you, okay? So you have to understand that it's the Spirit of God who convicts us. When you hear the word, the Spirit of God gets on that right now, and he begins to amplify that in your soul. And when you come to a saving knowledge, it's because you've heard and you've obeyed. The Greek word for obey means to listen under God, so you've listened to him. And then it says you've obeyed the truth. Now, the truth is something we don't know much about in our society today, it seems. We don't know right and wrong. We can't even define what a woman is at our highest court level. We got a woman on the court right now who says, I don't even know if I'm a woman. Somebody was well apprised in their minds. They said, well, if she can't tell what a woman is, how can we rejoice in the fact that we have the first black woman on the... Wait a minute. You know, because we don't know what one is, evidently. It's a crazy day, right? So truth is a problem. For some people, not for the believer, because the believer takes truth and they believe it because they know it's truth. And truth doesn't change. 1 + 1 = 2. Easy. And we can go on our way and not worry about that anymore. Okay? 1 + 1 = 2. But my point is this, is that the Greek word for truth is interesting. It's an actual negation of a word. Because evidently, the more prominent thing in our world is lies. Is that which is hidden and dark. Because it's the word aletheia, and lenthano means to hide. In the word a at the beginning of it is a negation. It says not hidden. You believe what's no longer hidden. Do you know the world in which we live is talking about a great awakening? It's not a great awakening. Not in the true sense. That word came from people who got saved back in the 1700s, 1800s when they finally began to realize Jesus was Lord and the world was a mess. And without him, America can't thrive and can't prosper, can't be established. My point is this, is they began to see the sickness of sin in their societies. They began to throw off alcohol. They began to throw off slavery. They began to throw off anything that was negative and evil. And they began to run to the churches. In fact, they were so full they had to go out into open air meetings. That's a great awakening. What we do have, though, is we have an awakening to the sinfulness of our world. I mean, if Disney can be wicked and evil and grooming little children to the dark side of the world, what are the other corporations are all about? What are they doing? So I say to you that we're looking at a word that literally means no longer hidden. It was hidden from you at first. The Bible talks about the God of this world blinds the eyes of them who are in this world, lest they see the glorious gospel displayed in the face of Jesus. Okay, you and I have been privileged to live in a day where you could find this truth. I don't know if you thank God for it every now and again, but you ought to. If you understand the gospel, you ought to thank God that you understand it. Because if you look around, not many people do. There's a lot of people think this thing is a works governing kind of thing. You've got to be a good person to go to heaven. There are no good people. Okay? That's the truth of the matter. There is none righteous. Go read chapter 3 of the book of Romans. It says their tongues are like the poison of asps. He says, you know, their hearts go every which way but right. And they're just all gone out of the way. None seeking after God. Not one is good. And you're like, well, thanks a lot, God. I feel really bad. He says, now I've got your attention. Because you're not good, and you can't be good. You need a Savior. Okay, now we can talk. Because at the end of chapter 3, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, gave His Son for us." Aren't you glad that's true? Aren't you glad you know that today? Aren't you glad you found that? Aren't you glad you stumbled upon that? The Bible talks about groping. Okay. Paul was teaching those people in Mars Hill. He says the people groped after Him. Hopefully they grope after Him and find Him. I don't know what made you grope after Him. It's a bad word today, but it just means in the darkness trying to find. And He would have you reaching for Him, trying to figure it out. But this truth thing, it has to do with that which is no longer hidden. And so He says that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, that which is no longer hidden, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. The word love of the brethren is the Greek word Philadelphia. You've heard of the brotherly love, right? Thing is there. That's what it is, the love of the brethren, Philadelphia. But backing into this passage a little further, He says, through the Spirit. And I think many times people don't understand the Holy Spirit. They think this whole thing is all ethereal. They think it's somehow this ushy-gushy feeling. If I've got a chill, you know, a lot of people got a chill and they found out it was COVID in the past couple of years, right? They got a chill, they got a cold, they got sniffles, whatever, cough, can't breathe. You can get sick and get a chill. It's not about a chill or a goosebump. In fact, some people think it's about a supernatural showing from God's hand. And the Bible says a wicked and a perverse generation seeks a sign and no sign shall be given. And you say, wow, you just took that one away from me. I hope so, because you're going to be sadly disappointed if you're looking for a sign, because the devil's really good at giving signs. Jonah ran the other way when God said, go to Nineveh, which was a hard thing. He went the other way and he just happened to find his ship going to Tarshish. Okay, I just happened to find that. God is so good. He was so happy about that that he went down and maybe God let me go. God never let you go. He's right there with you no matter what. That ship's going to go every which way but down if you're running the wrong way. And that's a good thing to know. But the Bible does teach us more about the Spirit. The Bible says in John 16:13, it says, howbeit when He, the Holy Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. You can't believe under God. You can't obey God if you don't know what He's saying. If you're not reading the Bible, you're not listening to God. Okay, I got 10 verses. Good, use them, but add to them. God has so much more for us every single day. As the world goes darker, even if it was all nice from here to home for a person. Let's say a person was born right after World War II and you got into the 40s and 50s, you know, and things started calming down. What was it? Chicken in every pot and a car in every garage? Two cars, whoever. And then finally you got all this stuff and all this technology and they died before COVID hit. Okay, then everything went sideways again. But what I'm saying is, let's say a person got under the radar their entire life and it was all cruising. Well, the fact of the matter is that they would have still needed the truth, because they would have got to the end of their life and it would have been hard if they died slowly. Because it's not easy dying. You need something for that day. You need to prepare now for that, because it's going to come. You need to know that He said, I will never cast you out. You need to know when the devil starts yelling at you in your head because the pain is so hard. You need to know, He says, no man can snatch you out of my hand. You need to know, I will never leave you. You need to know who I am and how we're related. You need to know it. Not because a preacher said, you need to know it for yourself. Have you ever noticed how people will read a book on dieting or whatever, and some book, and they'll be talking about that book like it's the best thing ever. Well, I'll tell you, the best book ever is the Bible. Okay? If you read that one and you own that one, you're in good place. Okay? You can talk to people about that all day long. Might even win some people. But the Bible says that the Spirit of truth, when He's come, He will guide you into all truth. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.